Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One of the things to discuss, you know, we've just had an election, and America has voted, and it's encouraging to see just democracy, people getting out to vote. I always enjoy going to the polls, you know. I mean, I went to my precinct, and the people there are just so happy and nice, and they're welcoming, and they're thanking me for voting, and I'm thanking them for being there. And it's just wonderful, you know. What a wonderful country that we live in, where we can exercise a constitutional right.
Amen.
Every vote does matter. Many of these elections are still, you know, there's a couple of them that still are going to go to runoffs and, you know, won't be decided till later, you know, in the year. But every vote counts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I was getting just updates all day long as far as, you know, how many votes came in for this person, how many votes came into that person. It was just like just mere thousands. And it's just like we're separating them. It's just like...
Yeah, real time.
Yeah, and it's just like you think about that, and it's just like that really exposes the truth of just like you're saying, that vote counts. You know,
it really does.
Don't believe that lie.
And the millions of dollars that have been spent just to get you to go out and vote, you know, it's just that, you know, encouraging. You know, the Republicans needed a net positive plus six to take the leadership in the Senate, and they got a plus seven, and there's still a couple of more races to be decided, and so... You know, we've come out of a midterm election now where, you know, the Republicans have control of the House and the Senate, and the president of the executive branch, obviously, is still the president, and we're going to see what gets done. You know, we, the American people, voted for representatives for, you know, to represent them, and people are ready to see change. They're ready to see forward movement. They're tired of the gridlock. And they're wanting to say, hey, you know, we can still keep this nation. You know, one of the things that Reuters is reporting is that evangelicals came out by the droves in this election and really came out and said, hey, we're going to make a difference and we're going to, you know, vote. And we were talking in previous programs and segments regarding, you know, the seven mountains, you know, being able to affect areas of influence in society. And one of those mountains is government. And when we have the chance, think about it, to put in office elected representative that supports your values, right? And which we're speaking on from a believer's perspective, you know, the values that are important to God, we can begin to have influence in the policies and laws and different things that are going to be beneficial to the kingdom, if you will, and to beneficial to all mankind. And so I'm just really excited to see that type of involvement. You know, Barner Research Group recently reported that in the last presidential election, nearly 26 million Christians did not even vote. 26
Really? Wow.
million. And so it's important. It's important that everyone vote. And you know, they say if you don't vote, you don't have a right to you know, express your opinion there. You didn't pull the lever. So get out, vote, exercise your constitutional right, and be part of positive change. Be part of something that says, you know what, we want to help do our part in making sure that we have an America that stands. And you know, we don't want to put an overemphasis on our elected officials, because it takes everybody. You know, I love what one person said: God's not left wing or right wing; he's for the whole bird.
Right.
And it takes all of us. Mm-hmm. It takes all of us. But we can't just neglect one. You know, we can't just be about one area of our lives and say, okay, if it doesn't happen amongst my church family or amongst the church, then I don't want anything to do with it.
We'll just leave it up to the other guys.
Yeah,
they'll take care of it.
That works, right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you think about that, it's just like of all the places that God could have allowed you to live, of all the different nations, he allowed you to be part of this nation. And it's just like the freedoms that we have to say that we can exercise that ability to say, I like the values here, I don't like the values there. And it's just like, that's huge. And if you think about so many other countries that would desire to have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is huge. A lot of governor races, by the way, were decided as well. And they're the highest constitutional office in the state.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so all those things are so, so important. We want to continue to pray for our country. We want to continue to pray for what lies ahead, because, you know, there's an opportunity. but there's also an opportunity for things not to go well. And so we want to be continued watchmen on the wall, and we want to be able to continue to pray and to see God's will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we're believing and holding on to, and we want to encourage you to do the same, for a third great awakening to touch our nation, to touch our country, not just a movement that affects one state or one part of the region, but a movement of God, an outpouring of the Spirit that would just sweep across the entire country, at where you see a powerful move of God, a huge ingathering of souls and lives that will be radically changed. I mean, that's what we're believing for. That's what we're crying out for. And I just so filled, man. I just can't stop, praying for this move of God, and I just can't stop just being so encouraged by what is yet to come. You know, there is hope, and our hope is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And our hope is in a powerful move of God that really helps to set, you know, our country ablaze. And I'm looking forward to this third great awakening. I know there's something we've prayed. In fact, I just recently I had a prophetic dream where I was on top of God put me on top of this fishing hole. And, man, there were so many fish all over the place. All I needed to do was just drop the nets. And I was in this three-story huge monster home. And the first floor of this home was a fishing tackle place.
Yeah.
And it was loaded with all the tackle you could imagine. Hmm. And, you know, the harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. All we need to do is be positioned at the right place, continue to share the love of God, continue to share the hope that we have. And let me tell you, they're going to be coming in by the droves. Because once you've tried everything else, you know, let me tell you something. You've got to turn to the Lord. And even if you might be watching today, and maybe you may have a loved one who is not serving God, I want to encourage you, don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
If you faint not, you're going to reap a harvest, and that loved one is going to come in. That son, that daughter, that prodigal, that husband, that father, that wife. Let me tell you, don't give up, because at the darkest moment is where the light shines, you know, the brightest.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.